I'm Jacob Resnick with this news. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning because of possible threats to life and property. 4 to 8 inches of snow are expected to fall in the Juneau area starting around lunchtime. Forecaster Aaron Jacobs says the heaviest snowfall will be this evening and then should diminish by tomorrow morning.
We're tracking a weather system that's going to be coming out of the southwest and move through the area through Saturday. And what that weather front's going to be doing is going to increase some warmer air, but it's going to move over top this colder air, and it's going to produce some snow for the Juneau area and the rest of southeast Alaska.
Skiers and snowboarders hope that snow will finally kick the winter season into high gear. Eagle Crest Ski Area General Manager Dave Scanlon says there's a 5-inch base on the lower part of the mountain and 25 inches at the top. He says snowmaking machines are operating on the lower part of the mountain, but there's only enough base to run the Porcupine Lift on weekends. Eager snowboarders and skiers have already been hiking up.
For others that are just looking up and seeing a lot of people hiking up the mountain and wondering, well, gosh, I see all these people hiking up the mountain. Well, why aren't the lifts spinning?
For residents who will be clearing snow instead of skiing it, Aaron Jacobs of the National Weather Service has this tip.
As soon as the snow has stopped, I would start moving it, because once this warm air and the rain moves in on Saturday afternoon, evening, and into Sunday, it's going to be very hard to manage.
That incoming warm front is expected to produce rain and raise temperatures into the 40s at sea level and at Eagle Crest later this weekend. An education advocate plans to challenge Don Young for Alaska's lone House of Representatives seat. Elise Galvin says change is needed. Young, a Republican, is the longest-serving member of the House, first elected to the chamber in 1973. But Galvin says more needs to be done in areas such as early education, health care, and in thinking about, quote, the economy of the future. Out of 933 communities nationwide, Juneau ranks 6th for its overall creative vitality. That's according to an index created by a Denver-based arts organization. KTOO's Scott Burton prepared this report.
You know, you might say, wow, Juneau, Alaska. How did we rate 6th?
Susan Gillespie is a technology specialist for the Western States Arts Federation, or WESTAF, that produces the rankings. Juneau's 6th spot lies between Glenwood Springs, Colorado at 5, and the Washington, D.C. metro area at 7.
Well, you have a smaller population, but a higher concentration of creative activity.
I'd rather be stuck right here than in Ketchikan.
For KTOO, in Juneau, at number 6, I'm Scott Burton.
That's Juneau musician Andy Miller, adding to our creative vitality, playing us out with his song Ketchikan. And to recap weather, a winter storm warning remains in effect until 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Accumulations of up to 9 inches are expected. From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.